All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Happy hump day, everyone. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting. Nearing the end of Cram the Van, the school supply donation drive. A lot of kids have already started school. A lot of the schools, I think, are all going to be back in session by the end of the week. We are delivering everything to the public school system on Tuesday next week to be divided up between Montgomery, Pratt-Villataga, and Elmore County. So make sure that you just stop on by and bring your school supplies to us at Mr. Electric. We are at Oliver Road. It's in the industrial park right across the street from Gulf Ice. We are going to be here until 1 o'clock today. If you've been meaning to bring your school supply donations and you have not done that already, today is the day. We only have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday left for you to bring your school supply donations. So come and see us, Mr. Electric, Oliver Road. I'm going to be posting some pictures on social media as well. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump will visit Dayton and El Paso, but in those communities, there is unease from some who believe the words of comfort fight the rhetoric that came before.
I was badly criticized for using the word invasion. It's an invasion.
The disturbing photo that's all over the internet that Galveston police are trying to explain. Police on horseback were arresting 43-year-old Donald Neely. He is indeed being led down the middle of a Texas street by a rope.
Four voters are now suing the state of California after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill requiring presidential candidates to release 5 years of tax returns.
There was another powerful home explosion destroying a home in the Detroit area.
Author Toni Morrison has died at the age of 88.
Best known for her novel, Love, which won a Pulitzer Prize in 1988.
New allegations are surfacing against the Boy Scouts. Hundreds of new accusers coming forward with claims of sexual abuse.
Barney's New York is filing for bankruptcy. The iconic retailer announcing plans to close 15 of its 22 stores across the country.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. That it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services, and draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Stock market is down 209 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing great. My John Swan, my ophthalmologist, gave me a good bill of health on my eye, and things are starting to kind of come together here.
Nice.
It really is. It's amazing the difference of color. Like the blue on that screen right there?
Yeah.
I've never noticed it that blue.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is fantastic already happening.
Same thing when I came up steps and looked at the wall. I knew they were red. I thought it was kind of a dirty red.
Yeah.
It's red.
No, it ain't dirty. Not yet.
Yeah, my eyes are dirty is what it is. 272-9228. Yeah, I want to thank the folks at Montgomery Eye Physician and John Swan. Great guy. Absolutely great guy. He's a good friend, neighbor, churchmate, and he really loves what he does and does a great job at it. I can tell you that. Let's see. 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Just came from Fresh Market, matter of fact. They have the Prime and the Premium ribeye on sale.
Oh, wow.
My favorite. They have something else that I'm going to jump all over. That is Alabama shrimp. Normally $14.99 a pound, $7.99 a pound.
Ooh, they cut it in half.
That's huge. And that's they look awesome. Great. I mean, they're singing Dixie. And that's how you know they're from Alabama. Do you know Dixie? Yeah. Okay, you're in Alabama shrimp. So I'm going to definitely do a pound of that for $7.99. I mean, that's meal
good
plus.
Eating. Yeah. Good for you, too.
Yeah, good for you, too. Exactly. So I'm going to get some cocktail sauce and some shrimpers and make sure I've got my spice, my Old Bay spice, and put that bad boy in there. Get some, go down to Sweet Creek and get some corn and shrimp and a potato. Oh, you can't go wrong with that.
No.
I mean, that would be a meal for one would be about $3.50, maybe $3.75. Nothing to it. You know, figure $3.50 for the shrimp, and then corn is 50 cents an ear, so get two ears for that. I mean, I can do that all day long. I will do that all day long, matter of fact. Okay, we got a lot going on here. We got the president heading to Dayton, Ohio, and then El Paso. I'm very curious to see how this is going to turn out. They've been doing demonstrators getting ready, and it's a very sparse crowd there. I'm looking at them right now, maybe 8 people demonstrating, and they look like they didn't have anything else to do this morning. They definitely look unemployed, too. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rich Hop. Rich Hop, welcome aboard to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, fellas. Dan, glad you're back. I see. Joey, he didn't really tell you about the surgery, did he? No. We already know Dan is the torch.
Yes.
I am the torch.
You know, these superhero operations, I wonder which one's going to be next. Now he's the man with X-ray eyes.
That
could come in handy.
That could come in handy.
Yeah. So everybody beware. You know, Dan didn't tell nobody but me he was getting the X-ray vision thing. So I'm going to figure it out so Dan doesn't take advantage of you poor people.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry that you outed me like that, Red Top.
Well, glad you're back, man. That's wonderful that you can have things done like that.
It really, you know? I mean, it really is miraculous of what they do. They take this liquid, they pour it into your eye. It basically dissolves the lens that you have. Then he takes the new lens and he puts it on your eye, and then it unfolds like a burrito. And then it attaches itself to your eye, and then over a period of time, it becomes affixed to your eye. And, I mean, I'm not even halfway there yet, and it's just amazing the color difference. And I asked him, I said, boy, I really feel this kind of, you know, pain in my eye. He said, pain? Sharp pain? He said, well, no, it's kind of this dull. And I said, well, that's your eye hadn't seen this much light in a long time, so it kind of hurts your eye because it's trying to clothes on it, so it didn't let all that sunlight in there.
That is truly a miracle. It's like somebody getting a heart transplant and feeling blood going through their body again.
It really is. So, I mean, it really is remarkable what they can do now.
Yeah. Well, glad it went good. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Well, a lot of crazy stuff going on, and I'm dying to hear about all of it as usual. Thank you, gentlemen. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Only three more weeks to football. Looking forward to it.
Oh, man, I can't wait. America needs some damn football bad, doesn't it?
We really do, and they're going to open up against Duke.
Oh, we're going to eat them alive.
I know.
Let's go, boys. All right. And, Joey, now you be rooting for your team. Don't try to fire your coach all year.
Okay.
Y'all open right, up with Oregon in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are like right at 15, show. And Oregon's right at number 12. They've got one well of a quarterback.
I believe in Auburn. I mean, we'll see. I don't take much stock in these preseason rankings unless it's everybody knows it's a true juggernaut coming in.
I think the only thing that Auburn on their first game seemed to be a little wobbly sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
that's always the case.
We'll see what happens with that. Okay, man, we have got some stuff going on here. Did you get to all the clips yesterday? Did you get the one with Corey James?
I don't believe I played that, no.
Can you pull that over? Because this is an interesting lady. She is now the head of the president of Heritage Foundation. I knew her in 1980 when she worked for the transition and the inaugural and then worked in our personnel office at the White House. And she is really something. And I saw her on TV and I was going, wow, there she is. And I had to go back and look up her age because I knew she was older than I was. She's 70 years old. She looks like $1 million.
This is Kay Cole James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Kay Corey. So she wasn't married at that time.
Oh, okay.
But I want you to listen to Kay. She was on yesterday in Fox and Friends.
President Trump calling out conditions in Baltimore.
The most unsafe city in the country, in our country, is Baltimore. It receives top of the line, billions of dollars. All of this money goes there, and take a look at it.
Our next guest says Trump is shining light on Baltimore's undeniable truths in a new op-ed saying, I grew up on welfare. Here's what I know.
That author, president of the Heritage Foundation, Kay Cole James, joins us right now. So why did you write the op-ed? What did you want to tell America about your childhood, framed around the whole Baltimore conversation that America seems to be having right now?
You know, I wrote it because even with the controversy that was going on surrounding, Elijah Cummings and the president, take the light off of that controversy for a moment and look at the people who live in those communities. And I'm just grateful that that we have the opportunity to have this conversation. The people who are living in those deplorable conditions need our help. And so thankfully, this put a bright light on it, and we're able to address these issues.
And here's the challenge. It's not just money. People say, okay, give them money. Not really. No. An audit finds that Baltimore has received about $2 billion to compensate 30,000 public employees. And we know that the cops have been told to basically stay out because of the controversy that happened a few years ago. Deadly combination.
You know, that is so sad. People believe that more money equates to better conditions. Ask the people who live in those communities and they will tell you that's not the case. There are certain things that the president of the United States can do. There are certain things that a governor can do, a mayor can do, a member of Congress. But at the top of the list, and this is my message, I tell people, we've got to have some solutions in case the cavalry doesn't come. What happens if none of that support that we've been yearning for years comes through? So what is it that we can do today?
Right.
What are the institutions in any civil society that hold it all together? We need to support families. We need to support churches. Mm-hmm. We need to support community institutions and then demand of our governments, demand of them at the federal, state, and local level that they come in and support those institutions.
She is really good, and I'm so proud of her that she's moved up so far with this. Let me continue on, and it's her philosophy. It's the Heritage Foundation philosophy. Listen in.
Okay, I want folks at home to hear your story because it is so powerful. You write in this op-ed, I am not a conservative in spite of the fact that I came out of poverty. I am a conservative because of it. How did you become a conservative? And tell us your story growing up in Richmond on welfare.
Well, I did. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. I came out of a public housing project there, Creighton Court. I will tell you that one of the solutions is family, because when I was 4 years old, my mother's sisters stepped in, surrounded her, helped her raise those children, and I was raised by an incredible aunt and uncle. My definition, incidentally, of a conservative is someone who has the audacity to believe what their grandmother taught them. It's not weird, it's not deep, it's not complicated. It's common sense conservative principles. And in my earlier life, I was actually, you know, embedded in the Democrat Party. But I decided I wanted solutions that worked. And I was angry enough, I was sad enough, I was determined enough that I wanted to know, what did the data, the research, and the analysis tell us? And we know that entitlement programs, as they are currently configured, are not helping the individuals that they were designed to help.
Okay. Now, she's really good. Very impressed. I love seeing somebody that I knew from a long time ago do really, really well. That's a big job, being the head of Heritage Foundation. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I have to ask, Mr. Christian, what is going on at Brubaker Motors? I've noticed Brubaker stickers on vehicles everywhere. I've been to Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa. It seems you're selling cars everywhere in Alabama.
Well, it's a couple things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather make $100 per vehicle and sell $1,000 than make $1,000 and only sell $100. We price our vehicles to sell quickly, and we stock vehicles to fit any budget. This allows our customers to drive away in the car, truck, or SUV they've always wanted. The other is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks, no fancy fine print. I guess you could say our success is a southern secret.
What do you mean?
Well, we respect our customers and treat them like family, from sales all the way to service. In layman's terms, we just do what's right. Every day, every time.
So that's it? Just good old southern hospitality?
You got it. We've been in the car business a long time. It's the way of doing business at Brubaker, and our customers love that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Kia and Infiniti in Montgomery, and Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville, or visit them online at brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware.
We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Hey, that's where we are. Peter Strzok is suing the FBI and the DOJ.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Politically motivated firing him. And hear Trey Gowdy and others comment on that. President heading to Dayton and to El Paso today. Matter of fact, he's there. He's in Dayton now. Let's listen to CBS do a piece on this, on his visit. Let's see, which one? A Dayton? Not the Dayton mayor. Let me see which one it is. Presidential visit to El Paso and to Dayton. This is CBS.
President Trump is set to visit two cities where the nation's most recent mass shootings left 31 people dead. Some people in those communities would rather see him stay home.
The president's first stop this morning is Dayton, Ohio, where a gunman killed 9 people early Sunday. He will then go to El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were murdered on Saturday. The suspect in that massacre is accused of being a white supremacist who targeted Hispanics. Ben Tracy is at the White House. Ben, what does the president plan to do during his visits?
The president wants to meet with law enforcement, first responders, and some family members of those who were killed. And of course, this is part of a president's job, the comforter in chief. But because of some of the things President Trump has said and done, not everyone is welcoming him with open arms.
His rhetoric has been painful for many in our community.
Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says she will tell President Trump directly that he's been unhelpful in the wake of the mass shooting in her city that left 9 people dead.
I think that people should stand up and say they're not happy if they're not happy that he's coming.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
The president's response so far is not going over well with many in either community. El Paso Mayor DeMargo says he's receiving calls and emails from residents against President Trump's visit.
He is the president of the United States. So in that capacity, I will fulfill my obligations as mayor of El Paso.
Okay, so and what has happened is that this has all been ginned up by the people like Joe Scarborough, Lemon, and the media. They've really ginned this thing up. And I'm looking forward to seeing how big these crowds are going to be. They're going to be protesting. We've got the interview with the mayor that we'll play in just a little bit. Let's play the second half of the story.
Emotions in El Paso are particularly raw. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says the president should apologize for past comments.
The words that he has used to describe Mexicans and immigrants are racist words that fuel hate.
The accused white supremacist who allegedly killed 22 people at the Walmart there said he was responding to what he called the Hispanic invasion of Texas. The president has often used the word invasion to justify his border wall and immigration policies.
A million illegal aliens trying to rush our borders. It is an invasion.
Mexico should step up and stop this onslaught, this invasion into our country.
The president continues to insist he's the least racist person ever, and the White House is pushing back on the pushback.
It's not the politician's fault when someone acts out their evil intention.
And some in El Paso, like Republican Blanca Gillian Arona, see the president as visiting out of respect for the families.
He's the representative of our nation, and he's coming as such.
El Paso native and Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke says the president should not come visit El Paso today. In a tweet last night, Mr. Trump said that O'Rourke should respect the victims and law enforcement and be quiet. O'Rourke replied, 22 people in my hometown are dead after an act of terror inspired by your racism. El Paso will not be quiet, and neither will I. Now, he and Congresswoman Escobar will attend a community action event during the president's visit.
That is amazing that Beto O'Rourke said that. And that just shows you how political it is. Mm-hmm. They see a political advantage out of it. They say that they're going to get news, going to get spotlight on it. Be real curious to see how many people show up. I think Dayton, Ohio, will be a handful of people. Texas has had the ability to be a lot of people. But we'll see what happens with this whole thing. Now, let's turn to the mayor of Dayton, who's a Democrat. And she's going to be talking about the Trump visit and what she's going to suggest to the president.
President Trump is traveling to two cities devastated by mass shootings this past weekend, where people offended by his words are questioning his plans. El Paso's Republican mayor says it's his duty to meet with the president, despite calls for Mr. Trump to stay home. Some Democrats and others there say the president's tough talk on illegal immigration enables violence like the El Paso shootings.
The alleged white supremacist who was charged with killing 22 people wrote that he was responding to what he called the Hispanic invasion of Texas. Those words are similar to the ones President Trump has used.
I declared a national emergency, which is what it is. This is an invasion. When you see these caravans starting out with 20,000 people, that's an invasion. I was badly criticized for using the word invasion. It's an invasion.
Another 9 people were killed in Dayton, Ohio, where Democratic Mayor Nan Whaley will meet with Mr. President Trump this morning. She said yesterday she was disappointed with the president's statement on the shootings Monday.
Mayor Nan Whaley joins us now. What do you plan to say to President Trump today?
Well, I hope I get a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes just to ask him to not only just come here to comfort victims and our first responders, but actually to take some action. We had a vigil on the street Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and the grief and anger and love actually was palpable. But the anger is something that I think has motivated a lot of politicians here in Ohio to take action. And instead of just words, I want the president to do something to make sure that these kind of senseless acts of violence stop happening in the country.
Well, you know who can do that is your state legislature. They can do that. And that's where it is. If you look at the red flag laws and what Lindsey Graham, and we're going to get into that, they're proposing grants for these states so they can do red flag type issues, but the state's going to have to do it. It's not going to be a federal project. You can't do it because of the Second Amendment. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the First Lady have visited with survivors of this past weekend's mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, and plan to do the same this afternoon in El Paso, Texas, where Mayor DeMargo says,
I know there are people who have mixed feelings about the president coming, but he holds the office of the president of the United States, and we're going to need help.
The president said this morning there's a strong political appetite in Congress to require federal background checks for anyone acquiring a gun. 14 people are reported killed, but dozens hurt in a suicide car bombing outside a police station in Kabul, Afghanistan.
The Taliban claiming responsibility, even as the militant group holds peace talks with the U.S. about American forces leaving Afghanistan. On Monday, the lead U.S. negotiator said excellent progress was being made. But a spokesperson for the Afghan president saying continued Taliban attacks indicate the group has no commitment to peace.
That's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not many showers to go around the next couple of days, and the temperatures are getting a little hotter with highs in the middle 90s and the heat index teasing the 105 danger range, not only today, but tomorrow as well. And again, only widely scattered storms. Lows at night in the mid-70s. Then for Friday, slightly better odds that you might run into one of those random afternoon and evening showers or thunderstorms. In fact, the rain chances get better Saturday and Sunday at 50%. That's a pretty generous chance. Highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, the president's departing Dayton, Ohio, headed to El Paso. Saw very little about crowds there after the request of the mayor saying, well, if you don't like the president, get out there and tell them about it. It'll be interesting to see what the mayor post-departure interview is going to be like. Let's go to the mayor here, and the mayor's going to say what actions that should be taken on firearms.
Madam Mayor, when you say do something, what would you like the president to do? You mentioned the action there. Your own governor has proposed now some gun control reforms that he'd like to see in place.
Right. In the past 48 hours, we've seen the Republican governor move forward on legislation around background checks and red flag laws. We've seen the Republican congressman here call for the end of these assault weapons. I'm pleased with all of those efforts. The president has a choice of lots of options to take actions to make sure that these senseless which are legal right now, these senseless gun actions slow down. One example is the red flag law that Lindsey Graham and Blumenthal have moved forward. He could support that and say, I'm gonna do everything as president to make that happen. We know the president is someone that relishes action, but we've seen no action around gun issues, just a lot of talk.
Well, like I said, you can take that up in your state legislature and get that done. Mike DeWine, the governor, and the attorney general are pretty aggressive on this. The Republican member of Congress who has Dayton as his congressional district, within his congressional district, basically said that he would support a ban on war-type weapons. See how far he gets with that. Let's continue on with the mayor here. And she's now going to be talking about the motive and how are people holding up in her fair city.
Mayor Whaley, the gunman's family released a statement saying that they are cooperating with law enforcement. Have you learned anything new about the gunman's motive?
We haven't. Yesterday afternoon, the FBI took over that section of the investigation because of some of the violent ideologies is what they've talked about. But they've also said that they're pretty confident that it's not racially motivated. So we'll leave that to the federal investigators to really undig.
Mayor, yesterday you went to two hospitals to visit some of the shooting survivors and the medical teams. How is everyone holding up?
Look, it's tough. You know, when I went to visit the folks that were injured, they had, you know, lost a friend. Their other friends were there. So this is like not just one person that just was sitting here and nobody was else surrounded. So their whole network of folks have had great trauma around what happened Saturday night. And that's going to take some time for our community. A lot of those injured are just processing, not really understanding, you know, really what happened. And, you know, look, the whole community is still processing that. We have survivors all over this community. There were over 1,000 of people here in the district Saturday night, like a normal Saturday night. So we're all in that process. But certainly the families who lost loved ones and those that have been injured are people that we're paying very close attention to here in Dayton.
Interesting the way she's handling this thing, and it's so funny that somebody can have an opinion about someone and hear repeated news stories of what he's saying, take that as a gospel, and not give somebody a benefit of a doubt in meeting them. I found that there's one thing of thinking what somebody is like and then actually get to know them, and you have a different feeling about that. We've had some callers that over the years I've gotten to know that become friends because they're different in person. You feel them differently. It's easier to listen to them. When you're just hearing somebody talk, that you can draw a faint and false conclusion about someone. And everything I've understood is Donald Trump is very he really wins you over with him, and he's very likable. Now she's going to talk about other mayors calling in and talking to her. And when you pull that, can you pull that Jess Napolitano over?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mayor Whaley, unfortunately, so many have been in your shoes before. Have you gotten any advice that may help you as you try to lead your community in healing now?
Yeah, the mayors across the country have been terrific. Not surprisingly, you know, mayors are the last functioning part of government. So Bill Peduto of Pittsburgh has been in touch with me every single day. Christine Hufshonsky, the mayor of Parkland, has been amazing. Mayor Castor down in Tampa, Florida, used to be a police chief, has been awesome. And Buddy Dyer of Orlando with the Pulse nightclub. Unfortunately, this is a fraternity that we wish didn't exist. But I am so grateful for the mayors across the country, their leadership, and their want and action to finally make it so we don't have to have another city that continues to go through with this.
That was interesting, the list of cities that which were some of the more gruesome attacks that were there. Very different than these two different attacks. Jason Napolitano, Joey told me he did not get to this yesterday, but Jason Napolitano was talking about red flag kind of issues here and how to handle gun laws. So let's listen to Jason Napolitano on new gun laws that are being talked about.
Our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion. In that task, we must honor the sacred memory of those we have lost by acting as one people. We must seek real bipartisan solutions. We have to do that in a bipartisan manner that will truly make America safer and better for all.
So that was the president yesterday about...
And that's what the mayor had the problem with, was that.
Judge, as you heard the president speaking from the White House, and he had some suggestions on red flag laws, see if we can do anything with social media companies to try to figure out
video games.
Do this stuff, video games. Any of that possibly going to become the law of the land?
I think a lot of it will not become the law of the land, but let me say this about the president. He is the most faithfully
pro-Second Amendment president in my memory. President Ronald Reagan, forgive me, he's Donald Trump. I think what he was attempting to do yesterday was to address the issue at its fringes without interfering with the core right of law-abiding people to keep and bear arms.
Which you agree with.
Which I agree with. So a person who lawfully possesses the type of weapon that these creeps use should not lose their right to carry that weapon because somebody else misused it. That is at least the theory of the Second Amendment. The theory of the Constitution is, and here's where I commend Senator Graham for his efforts to try and address this, but I don't think it's constitutional. The theory of the Constitution is we don't punish people, we don't take their rights away from them because of what they might do, because of what they could do, because of what we fear they'll do, but only because of what they have done. We just don't live in a society where judges and juries predict behavior and punishment, punish it before it happened.
That is the key part, is punishing behavior before it happens. And in light of what we believe is going to be happening in the FBI, DOJ, FISA stuff, this should scare you to death, because if you ever get to predictive crime that you that Joey or Dan may be thinking about committing a crime and not taking the action, and somebody can do something, particularly taking a right away, I mean, where does that end? Does that go with, well, we need to take that person's right to vote away?
Yeah, what is the limiting principle?
And that is very, very concerning. Now he's going to be talking about the red flag laws here.
Judge, when there's a rape list and there's a kill list that he had in high school, that is something that he did do. So then the gun should be confiscated. That is a red flag.
That is a red flag, and it doesn't show up on the databases. The strictest database in the country is New Jersey's, because they combine their own plus the federal. Both of these creeps would have passed a background check applying the strictest database, because this type of thing that they saw in the high school doesn't make its way into
the
database.
The local police department investigated the guy
without a charge, and this is a defect in the reporting system. Without the filing of a charge, it doesn't make its way into the database. So the databases are only as good as the information that's in there, and they're only as valuable and up to date as is that information.
Here's what Lindsey Graham proposed last night. As usual, every time there's a major issue, he seems like the only one who does any work. Listen.
There has to be an imminent threat of harm to oneself or to others before the police, and it can only be the police, can go to a judge. You have a hearing. You got to have more likely than not standard that there's an imminent threat of bodily injury. 7 days later, you have a full-blown hearing, clear and convincing evidence where the gun owner can come in and defend themselves, and the government has to prove by clear and convincing evidence that the person is disturbed, a danger to themselves or others. And if that test is met, they can seize the guns and get the person the help they need. What I want to do is encourage these laws with robust due process, and I think that's the president's goal also.
So I think that is the president's goal as well, but that's all the federal government can do, is encourage these laws and pay the states to do it. The feds can't order the states to do these things. Right. There are a half dozen states that have these laws now. The neighbor complains you're using your gun in the backyard and you're angry as you're using it. That is not a basis to take the gun away. Well, that is not a basis to deprive somebody of their rights.
And, you know, that's it. You listen to these Democrats, they're kind of like, what we need to do is, from the federal government side of things, is do a blanket policy that applies to every place in the United States versus a state making a self-determination of what needs to be done and then the federal government helping them to do that. The question is, could they overdo it? And would the state, would the federal government withhold funds if they overdid it?
I think it's very possible.
Well, particularly, I tell you, the state that one of the first things we'll do in California is a state database of arm ownership. That will scare the yin-yang out of me. Let's continue on with Justin Napolitano and red flag laws and your past as a teen. And should they be able to expunge the records? Remember the Parkland school shooter. He had been visited multiple times by police and by mental health people, but that did not show up in any type of report. Now, I think we have to be very, very careful how we do this stuff, but I think that is certainly a flaw within the system.
Do you think an effective tool from this experience would be to make public these records of high school kids with kill lists? And I know minors say everything gets buried once you become
an adult. I have a problem with the word public because the database is not public.
Right.
They can put this stuff in the database without embarrassing and humiliating the person whose information is put in
there.
But
at 17, if it happens, and at 25, he goes to buy a gun, or she, but it's always a he, goes to buy a gun.
Can we
change that to have that pop up? Or maybe puts the age down to 15?
The answer is yes, it could be changed constitutionally, but it would require a lot of changes.
Right.
Because you go to a hospital with a broken finger, and they can't report that, even if you broke the finger by improperly using a gun.
Well, what about this, Judge? Politico is reporting that the president has spoken to the Attorney General Bill Barr about taking some sort of executive action on guns.
Well, I don't know what executive action he would take. And again, he's in a real bind because he is pro Second Amendment, but he sees the people.
Judge, this is just common sense. I mean, we all knew someone in high school, and you thought, gosh, they have potential to be someone great, but they're probably going to blow it. I mean, there are these people. I mean, this guy, that's a red flag.
Red flags are apparent only with hindsight. No one would have said this about this guy a week
really?
Ago.
Really? I mean, if my kid had a rape list, I would, get that kid a lot of help, a lot of prayer, and I would not want a gun in that child's hand. That's just common sense.
This is an adult. This is not a child. This was a child when he wrote the list. Listen, I'm certainly not defending his behavior. Behavior is reprehensible. But honest, decent, law-abiding people should not lose their rights because some judge thinks they might do something in the future. That's the Soviet Union model, not the American.
Body armor? Some legislation when it comes to body armor purchases?
Well, anything they can do to deter people from committing a crime is probably a good thing, as long as they don't violate constitutional rights.
Should I get my own Iron Man suit in the mail?
Probably not.
This kid, if he wrote a rape list when he was 18, I'm sure there's a lot that he did at 19, 20, and 21 that were red flags too, though.
And they weren't reported in the database.
Right, but it was 17, right? Uh-huh. It was high school.
Apparently, he was also arrested for a DUI. That was on there, but that would not disqualify him.
No.
News Channel 93.1, the Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. A couple of reminders here before we get back into more information on these shootings and different things that people are talking about, so you can kind of get a feel for that. Dan Black has got a 33% off transfers of VHS, beta, and 8mm films over to digital. 33% off is between now and August the 15th. So you only have a handful of days left to get this accomplished. So you need to get ready to copy down his number so you can give him a call. It is 334-676-1734. Take advantage of this, boys and girls. 33% off. You got to tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener. 676-1734. Get those tapes moved over to digital so you'll have them forever. Joey, let's go to the Dean Reynolds portion now, talking about that. This is interesting listening to an ex-girlfriend said, yeah, I'm not shocked that he did this at all.
Well, the FBI has now opened an investigation into the Dayton gunman as evidence emerges he previously expressed a desire to commit a mass shooting. Investigators also say Connor Betts had a history of violent ideologies. Dean Reynolds is in Dayton. And Dean, it seems like the Republican governor there has some new proposals.
That's right. But first, the FBI will be looking at three main things. What ideology may have influenced the attacker? Who, if anyone, helped him or knew of his intentions beforehand? And why he chose to commit that specific act? All of this comes as the shooter's parents have made their first public statement.
Late Tuesday, police delivered a statement on behalf of Connor Betts' parents. It included an expression of horror and grief over the loss of both of their children.
They ask that everyone respect the family's privacy in order to mourn the loss of their son and daughter.
Connor Betts went on a 30-second rampage in Dayton's Oregon District, and in that time, he killed 9 people, including his sister, Megan, before police shot and killed him.
We have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies.
So we're kind of getting a little closer on the Dayton thing. The Dayton thing is not taking nearly as much attention as El Paso portion. So let's listen to the second part of this. And again, there is more. You know, he killed his own sister. The question is, did he know that? Did he do that intentionally? And how deranged was this guy?
I didn't think he would go shoot strangers, especially his sister.
Adelia Johnson, the shooter's ex-girlfriend, says they dated from March to May. Betts was studying psychology in college, and that's why, at first, she didn't think much of his fascination with violence.
He was interested in what makes terrible people do terrible things.
But looking back, there were red flags. On their first date, he showed her a video of a mass shooting. She broke up with him in the spring.
I'm not shocked he did something horrific. I am shocked that he did it to this level.
We are also learning more about the victims. Nicholas Coomer was a graduate student studying cancer care. Beatrice Nicole Warren Curtis worked in health insurance, and friends say she was always supportive. Thomas McNichols was the father of 4 children, all ages 8 and under. Dion Green says he was enjoying a night out with his father, 57-year-old Derek Fudge, when the shooter opened fire.
He saved my life. There's no way that I shouldn't have been the one that got hit.
His dad died in his arms.
He's just staring at me, and I'm just like, come on. And he just stops breathing on me, and I just lose it. I just grab him, I hold him. Just telling him I love him, just holding him.
Now, the FBI says the shooter was not on its radar before this incident, and while they are not saying what specific ideology he may have embraced. They are saying they found no evidence that this attack was racially motivated or influenced by events in El Paso the day before.
Dean Reynolds does a fair job and kind of going through these different things. Let me mention to you, Arturo Davis is going to be joining us at 2 o'clock, candidate for mayor from 2 to 3. So your comments, questions, and viewpoints are definitely welcome at 272-9228. Let me see where we want to go. Let's try to pop off. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let me look down. Trey Gowdy is like, he's steamed on this truck, assuming we definitely don't want, we want to get plenty of running room for that. We got some new information that's coming out, IG office, I think, and they kind of give us a little hint of a few things coming out here. Now, let's try to pop off the El Paso shooter CBS update here.
For the first time since Saturday's El Paso shooting, we are hearing from the parents of the suspect. In a statement to the Wall Street Journal, the family wrote, Patrick's actions were apparently influenced and informed by people we do not know, and from ideas and beliefs we do not accept or condone. Janet Shamlian is in El Paso.
The Walmart parking lot here is slowly emptying as people who survived the shooting are now able to come back and pick up their cars. Several Walmarts across the country could be a bit emptier as well today. An employee group is calling for a nationwide walkout over Walmart's gun sales. Meanwhile, here in El Paso, emotions are still very raw in the wake of this tragedy.
It was just the burst where boom.
Kiana Long couldn't hold back tears as she finally returned to the Walmart Tuesday for the first time since the shooting to pick up the car she left behind.
My husband asked me what it was because he was like, is that gunshots? And I told him I didn't know because it sounded like fireworks. So then I turn and I look and I see people running and say, he's shooting, they're shooting, he's shooting.
Yeah. Pretty powerful. Let's go to our top hour break. Coming back, we'll get the other side of this, plus so much more. Dan Marsh Show will be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.